Good day and welcome to another edition of The Front Page on Morehead State Public Radio. I'm your host, Chuck Meraz. Joining me on the program, Tim Rhodes, Assistant Vice President for Enrollment Services here at Morehead State University. Tim, welcome to the program. It's
Thanks,
been a while,
Chuck.
But it's always great to have you back.
It's always good to be back. Appreciate it, Chuck.
Well, I know your job is one of the more challenging jobs right now on campus. As many people know, that Morehead State went through an enrollment drop again this year. I think it's the second or third year in a row that that's happened. I think, how big of a drop was it this year, Tim?
I'm not sure the official numbers. Those have not been turned in yet, but it's going to end up probably being a 3 or 4% drop over last year, the total headcount.
And your job is obviously to turn that situation around. And I guess we'll start from the basic point. I know you've been in this job now for about a year or so. What's happened here? Why has this occurred?
Well, there's a couple of things. One is the environment that we're in. When you look at our service region, and even the states around us, enrollment is dropping. So you can sum it up by fewer students. And because of the economy, fewer of those students are going to college. They're trying to get jobs. They're doing different things like certificates, something quick. And then fierce competition. Since enrollment is dropping in Ohio, in Indiana, in Kentucky, in other states due to just the decrease in population. So as in eastern Kentucky, the coal industry has hurt us tremendously. Families have left the region, fewer students there. Up in Ohio, the number of high school graduates are declining, going to decline until year 2020. And so in looking at that environment, not only fewer students, fewer of them going to college, and then the competition is very, very fierce. So that's the environment we're in. The second piece of this is we made a decision last year to increase our admissions index, knowing that that could cost us several students. But what we have to look at is two things. One are the performance indicators, the performance measures that we're going to be asked to meet as far as retention and graduation. The other thing is just being fair to students. When we run the data, if we see that students are not going to be successful, that the data clearly indicates that there's a group of students that are not going to be successful, then we need to be fair to them and help them find the right path to success rather than just say, come in, borrow a bunch of money, and then the chances are you're not going to be successful. So we're looking at ways that we can provide an opportunity, and yet we want to be fair to them. And so some of those things, we've made decisions. Some of them is the environment we're in, but we're now reaching a point where our enrollment will turn. For instance, this class we just brought in, is the best class that we've recruited. That class now will progress at a better rate and graduate at a faster rate. And so as we begin bringing these classes in, that's what's going to happen. So it may hurt us for a bit on the enrollment end of it, but the retention end will be better.
So you have to essentially be a predictor of a young person's potential success when they look at a four-year institution such as Morehead State and want to continue their education. That could be tough to do, I would think.
Absolutely, we do. We have to look at the data, and we're trying to find the students. Again, to our service region, we have not withdrawn our commitment at all. We want to be a university, a regional university that provides opportunity. But we also have to look at the data and the reality of, will they be successful? Or if there are issues in their academic criteria, what do we need to do to help them be successful? There may be things academically, there may be things financially, there may be things socially, but we as a university, to do the right thing for our students, we can't just recruit them and then let them go. We need to be able to then also provide the services they need to be successful. We're all about, our whole division is called Student Success. So we're all about making the students, helping them be successful. So whatever it is in the academic services or student services or financial factors, whatever it is, we want them to be successful.
You and I talked about the commitment to the service region, the 22 mm-hmm. counties that Morehead State essentially serves.
Right.
And that's a fear I would think among some people that, well, you're going to be raising up the requirements to get into Morehead State so high that maybe some of the people in this region may not be able to meet this. This is the poorest region in the state, essentially, that we're dealing with. And in some cases, the educational level isn't quite as good as it is in other places. But at the same time, you stressed to me when we talked the other day on the phone that Morehead State will never abandon its service region.
We never will. We are committed to our 22-county service region. That is a region we visit first. We go to all the schools. We go to all the college fairs. We go to all the programs. We give our scholarships. We're committed to giving our scholarships to the service region first. So we're doing everything we can to recruit the kids from our service region. But the reality is, with the economy the way it is, with a declining population in our service region, that area alone will not sustain our enrollment. Plus, we need the diversity in our student body, including culturally. So it's good for the students of our service region to also experience this diversity. And the more diversity we can have, the better student body and the more reality we can have for our students as they graduate and face the world of competition.
I want to give people kind of an indicator when you talk about the declining population in the Morehead State University service region. I went and looked at some statistics that were recently put out by the Kentucky State Data Center at the University of Louisville, and they were predicting population trends through the year 2040. In all but, I think, Rowan, Montgomery, and Fleming counties in this area, just about every single county had a decline in population that they're predicting.
That's correct. That's not only in the just population in general, but the number of high school graduates for us to recruit. So it is a very difficult situation, but we remain committed to the service region, and we're going to get all the students we can out of there. But for reasons of sustaining our enrollment and creating diversity, we're going to other areas.
Because of cuts to higher education since 2008, I think the total for all of the public universities in Kentucky, it's about $173 million. Of course, Morehead State has had a share of that, too, as well. With those costs going up, that's meant program cuts. It's also meant, obviously, tuition increases.
Right.
And the one thing you're challenged with is trying to keep tuition affordable for young people to come to Morehead State, especially from the service region. How do you deal with that?
That's one of our greatest challenges, is how to help financially. And, of course, the university is committed to scholarships. We put a lot of our budget into institutional scholarships, institutional work. And so our challenge is to put together packages that involve federal aid, state aid, our institutional scholarships, institutional work, private scholarships, foundation money, using all of that, stretching it as far as we can, leveraging our financial aid to help as many students as we can, and not only those who are first coming to the university, but those who are trying to stay and to graduate, because those students also need help. And so it is a challenge, and especially, once again, you know, it's something you hate to keep referring to, but again, it's the reality that in our service region, as you mentioned a bit ago, we have more financial challenges with our students than some other universities do.
And there's been an increasing emphasis placed on retention. Obviously, you get somebody here, you want to keep them here. And some people think, well, it may be about money, it may be about grades, but oftentimes it's not about either of those two things.
Exactly. There are things that our students encounter. And, you know, John Ernst and his folks over in Student Success are doing an outstanding job of identifying students with risk and then monitoring students. Offering services, as you mentioned, that are beyond purely financial, or purely academic, but just the issues of the social issues and the issues of being just being away from home and how to adapt. Even among the good academic students, there are students who are very bright, but they've never experienced how to study, how to manage their time, how to be responsible, how to be accountable. And so all of those things we deal with in bringing students in and seeing them matriculate to graduates of Morehead State.
What's the marketing strategy, Tim? I know it's changed a bit from year to year. I mean, you're looking because things change, obviously, with the challenges that are faced by the university and its students. So what are you doing now maybe to bring in more students and obviously students that can stay here and succeed?
Well, some of those things, we're increasing our leads. We're purchasing more students by academic criteria, maybe by major or by grades. We're looking at different zip codes. For instance, we're doing a lot of visits in Illinois where there are some students available. That's one of our new areas. We're growing our pipeline by purchasing more junior and sophomore names so that we can begin building an affinity for Morehead State earlier. We found some different markets that we're looking at to take some recruiting information to. We have a more aggressive strategy with our early college program. We have the best early college or dual credit program in the state, and we're going to have 2,700 students this fall enrolled. And so we're going to increase the matriculation of those students to Morehead State. We have a more aggressive strategy to recruit transfer students in making their transition from the community college to the university a lot smoother. And then we're looking at strategies for the post-traditional student, the student who didn't complete their degree or who need more training to get a better job. So we're looking at all these markets. We have a plan in place. I feel very good about it. And I think in the next year, 2-3 years, we begin to grow and get to the enrollment that's best for Morehead State.
Do you work in that early college program with building so-called brand loyalty with these kids that when they're finished with those programs, the classes that they're taking, those dual credit classes, that they say, you know what, man, I want to go to Morehead State now?
Yeah, that's the whole thing is we want them to understand that they're not just taking a dual credit course. They're enrolled at Morehead State University. And so we bring them on campus. Bus after bus after bus load of kids are coming on campus, and we give them ID cards so they have access to the ball games, to the rec center, to the library. We give them other materials. We make their admission very smooth. Without any hang-ups, any delays. And so we really are working hard to make them not only feel like they're a part of the university now, but make it just natural that they're gonna come on to Morehead State.
Tim, how long do you think it will take to turn that trend around in terms of increasing enrollment and getting it back up to where the school wants it to be?
Well, you know, a lot of it depends on the economy and those kind of external issues that we face. You know, schools that have larger scholarships, schools that are very, very aggressive, even in our service region. But I feel very confident that we're putting things in place now that in the next year or two we'll begin to see things turn and start on the increase.
I know one thing that you've done is you've been kind of hands-on in terms of talking to school administrators around the service region and everywhere else. I know you've got people who work with you that do that. Yeah. How important is that in the process?
Well, you have to have, especially in our service region, you have to have good, strong relationships with superintendents, principals, and counselors. On one level, we know that the person who influences the student the most is a counselor, the guidance counselor. But we need the principal to allow us into the school, and we need the superintendent to understand the importance of the relationships with their students in Morehead State, what we can do for their students with scholarships, with campus visits, with some other services that we can provide. And so it's absolutely important that we always maintain those close working relationships.
Well, Tim, thanks so much for being with us on the Front Page. We appreciate your time. And since I work here, obviously, I wish you a whole lot of luck.
Thanks, Chuck. My pleasure to be here. We have to have an enrollment culture through the whole university. It's everybody's job.
Again, that's Mr. Tim Rhodes, Assistant Vice President for Enrollment Services here at Morehead State. I'm Chuck Morales on Front Page. We'll be back with more in just a moment.